Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom of three kids said she's always playing catch up, can never keep her house clean. So she wants to know, can I ask the babysitter to help tidy up? Or is her job and role and what I'm paying for is just strictly watching the kids? 314-531-9898. Now, I should stress that when she wants her to clean up is when she's not watching the kids. It's like when they pick up the kids from after school or whatever, she writes, and then like has to drop the kids off at like dance practice or like baseball. And there's like 2 hours or an hour and a half where there's a bunch of downtime, but she's technically on the clock. And so instead of just sitting there watching practice or sitting in her car, hey, like, can you knock out the dishes? Can you straighten up around the house? Is what she wants her to do, is when she wants her to do these jobs and chores. Is that okay to ask the babysitter, or is she just the babysitter? 314-531-9898.
I was a seasoned babysitter. Yeah. I babysat for years and years and years. And I think that if you expect someone to help with the laundry, clean up around the house, whatever, I think that goes along with compensation. To me, that's more of a nanny and less of a babysitter. Like a babysitter, like your job is to either like drive the kids around or, you know, play with them. And then when they go to bed, you get to finally relax and watch TV and wait for the parents to come home.
She's on the clock though, right? Like she's on
the clock
getting
paid
hourly.
Pay more for that.
Really? Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I think if
With Hannah. Okay.
I think if you're reasonable about it, like don't give them a list of 100 things, then you probably should compensate them for that. But I think if you're like, hey, you know, after you put the kids to bed, can you do a load of laundry? Can you do the dishes? Like, I think if it's very simple tasks like that, I think that's totally fine.
That's nanny mode.
Yeah, I see what AB's saying, and I also see what Hannah's saying. I kind of think that, yeah, you're not that you're overreaching, but if they know when they get the gig that will be expected. I mean, it would be one of those things where it's like, hey, when you watch the kids, make sure after you eat, you know, you throw away the garbage, you know, or run the dishes or whatever. So you kind of know what you're doing. But if like they start adding more to it, I think you got to compensate him for that.
I don't know. So I'm a little torn because how this reads is she just started to realize, like on this article that's, you know, trending, is that, man, this babysitter's clocking. What does the average babysitter make? $20 an hour, $25
an
hour?
Yeah.
You know,
it's crazy.
So I was getting scammed.
I know. Yeah, it's nuts.
And
nuts.
So you're just paying, like, so they sat there and made $50 while the kid was at baseball practice. Like, you can't, for $50, like, do the dishes. And like, you know, so why gotta get compensated more? More than $50. Like, someone pay me $50 right now, I'll knock out your dishes.
Yeah.
And so there's a part of me that's thinking, yeah. Like, I think you could totally ask them to do that. But at the same time, I don't think I would do that. Like I wouldn't feel comfortable. I always like just like, you know, I'll take care of my own stuff. But I think you're not wrong for asking, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes along with it. Like, I already see someone on the text line was like, it's your job to clean up after the kids. Yes,
oh,
I agree.
Yeah.
If I am eating pizza with your kids, I'm going to clean up their dishes. But if there's, you know, laundry that needs to be done, that's completely separate than what I'm responsible for and what your kids are doing with me. That is completely separate.
There's so much downtime when you're babysitting, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's not.
I need it after watching the kids.
Yeah, right. I just don't think it's a bad thing to have more to do.
314-531-9898. Can you ask the babysitter, hey, while the kids are at like dance, not like while they're like watching them, hey, I need you to watch my kids and knock out the dishes or do laundry. When the kids are at practice, at dance, can you ask them to knock out a few household stuff, or is that not part of the job requirement? We'll take your calls on this next. Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. This is an interesting question. If you have a babysitter and this mom is asking, it's going viral because she has the kid, like the babysitter pick up the kids from school and then take them to their extracurricular activities. Well, those things are like 2 hours long and she's on the clock and just kind of like sitting there while her kids are at practice, band practice, dance, whatever. And she's like, you know what? My house is a mess. Can I ask her, like, can you straighten up? Can you put some stuff away for me? Can you knock out the dishes? 314-531-9898. Hannah, you think, though, she's the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what her role is. Yep. It is not like...
It's not a nanny.
It's not your, like...
Maid.
Yeah. I worry because, okay, say you ask her and the babysitter says, no, I'm not going to do that. Then what do?
I think that's fair too.
Well, but if she says no, do you
fire her?
Yeah, do you have to? Yeah,
fired. I mean,
but what if she's awesome with the kids, and now you've lost a really good babysitter because you've asked them, you've overreached, so to speak.
I don't see what's weird advice for me, because I always feel like you should like say, like, if you are gonna say this is what you should do, then you should do it. I think you can ask and you should ask. I think it's okay. She's getting paid an hourly wage. Like, she's getting money on the clock.
She's
on the clock.
Like, hey, if you have some extra time after you put the kids to bed, would you just mind doing the dishes? I don't think there's any harm in that.
But I'm uncomfortable asking the question, but I also think it's the right thing to do. I feel like, as the babysitter, we're not writing up a contract of like, these are your roles and responsibilities. Do you like this is what I will willing to do, this is what I'm not.
Jess just texted in and kind of goes against it. It says, if the extra cleaning was not a part of the original agreement you hired the babysitter on, then you should pay them more. Set the terms and expectations upon hiring. If things change, then you'll have to sit down and renegotiate the terms.
Damn, who knew like a babysitter is like you need to get an agent for?
Yeah.
Daphne, do you think you can ask the babysitter while she's on the clock, hey, can you knock out some dishes for me?
No, my babysitter's job is to entertain my kids and keep them alive.
Boom! That's it. I'll work for you.
I'll work for you.
Right.
And it's like, I can do that. I can keep your kids alive.
I like how entertaining comes before keeping them alive.
Yeah. But like, this babysitter at dance practice is just probably scrolling through Instagram.
But she's keeping them alive.
Right?
Yeah.
But she's
I'm doing my job.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.